Hey. Hello. My name is Robert Pollack. I'm director of Ebb and Flow Arts. And we're here to talk about a concert event Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Maui Music Conservatory in the Queen Kahamana Mall in Kahului. This is a free event, and the piece you just heard very briefly will be one of the featured works. It's called Paris by Darius Milhaud, the French composer. The event is Saturday, July 14, which is French Independence Day. So we thought to include several works by French composers to help celebrate that holiday in France. And this composer that you've just heard a bit of, Darius Milhaud, wrote a piece in 6 movements to celebrate various locations in Paris. The piece is for 4 pianos. Yes, you heard it. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 pianos. There's only one facility in Maui that could handle such an event, and that's the Maui Music Conservatory, owned by Ruth Marotta. She's been very generous about giving us time and space for rehearsing, and we've been working very hard on this concert. Again, Saturday, July 14, 7:30 p.m., a free event featuring original works for 4 pianos. Other composers on the program will include Americans Morton Feldman, Thomas Osborne from Honolulu, whose commissioned work we will premiere, a work entitled Canyons for 4 pianos, a short work of mine, another miniature by a composer from the Midwest, Wallace DePew, a somewhat longer but very exciting piece by Gerald Busby, and then again, other French composers, Gabriel Fauré and Maurice Ravel. So we hope you will take the time to join us in a work concert of works that will be probably unfamiliar to you. Many of you may not have heard original works for 4 pianos and some of the composers we've mentioned, but don't be taken in by what is a common human characteristic, and that is, as Slonimsky says, non-acceptance of the unfamiliar. Don't worry about it. There'll be something in this concert for you, I promise. Our featured pianists are all from Maui, a wonderful talent from Maui, including Lotus Dancer, Peiling Lin, Ruth Marotta, of course, the owner of Maui Music Conservatory, Beatrice Scorby, myself, and another guest we have today, Anne Koo. Anne is a very experienced pianist and composer. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Robert.
Good to have you with us. Anne will be featured in several of the compositions, including, by the way, a work by Morton Feldman entitled Piece for 4 Pianos, and you'll be hearing it as we talk now. It's very quiet, as Feldman's music in general, his voice was a very subdued one, but one extremely sensitive one to sonorities. In fact, some of the sonorities we've tried have hardly been audible in a way. He asks that certain notes be pressed silently, and then actual notes played after, and the resonance from the silently pressed note just rings almost imperceptibly. But that's the area of sound that he was most interested in, and he didn't like cluttered music at all. He loved the music to be expansive. And you've participated in this piece now. We've run it a number of times. What is your impression of this work and of Morton Feldman's music?
was my first time playing his work. I've heard a lot about him, the Rothko Chapel and all that. So it's very exciting. I think what's really interesting is that all four of us, we're playing from the same sheet of music. It's only the first note that we have to start at the same time. And then it's really up to us, each of us, to decide when to play the next note, how long to hold it for, and the other constraint, besides starting at the same time with the first note, is to end about, do we decide 6 minutes later or 7 minutes?
It seems to be lasting about 7 minutes, although there's no arbitrary time limit on it.
No, and well, I guess the other constraint is he didn't want us to listen to each other. And I thought that's interesting, because the whole thing about practicing all these other pieces together is we had to listen to each other.
Yeah, that was a strange comment he makes in a way. But the idea, I guess, is that it's as if each of the four pianists strikes a bell.
Uh-huh.
After that, there's, of course, interaction with the resonance of the bell, but it's not like you can control that. You don't really respond.
Mm-hmm.
The bell doesn't respond in a way. In mm-hmm. some ways it does, but for the most... So that's what he was after. He also felt that... you know, the piece can go on as long as it wants, and there's a very funny story about him playing the piece with John Cage, a composer whose work will also be played. John Cage would have been 100 years old this year. So apparently John Cage played this piece that you're listening to, and it was a disaster because the other three pianists had finished, but Cage went on for about another 20 minutes after the rest of the pianists had finished. Gives you a little insight into who John Cage is and his notions about what music is, really.
But didn't the whole idea of giving the pianist decision-making power come from John Cage, this whole aleatory aspect?
Yes, I think he... The piece of John Cage we're doing is called Music for Pianos, and whether he came about through throwing dice or consulting the I Ching or some sort of chance operation, even noting imperfections in the blank piece of paper in which then he placed a dot for a note. However he came up with it, he very much felt that the surroundings, that all of the sounds around us, all of the circumstances around us, should be allowed to come into play mm-hmm. in a composition. He became very much opposed to the notion of the classical notion of a composer being very precise about what happens from minute to minute, as if, you know, B is caused by A. It's not just because it follows it, but there's some mm-hmm. connection. No, he was not at all interested in that kind of approach. We have a little bit of a piece by John Cage called Sonatas and Interludes. I'd like to have you listen. It's quite brief. It's for prepared piano. This is one of his great inventions, in which he placed metal screws, rubber wedges and stops, nuts and bolts and other things into the piano, and quite precisely giving the indication how many inches down to quarter inch they should be on the string and so forth. Now this became a central work of his, written in the mid-40s, Sonatas and Interludes. There are 16 sonatas and 4 interludes. This performance is by a wonderful pianist named Adam Tendler, who came out here and performed it for memory. This is a 60-minute work, but what you'll hear now is just one of the sonatas. Thank you. Yeah.
What a fun piece. It doesn't even sound like a piano.
No, that's right. Apparently he devised this prepared piano sound for an African band that was required, but that he couldn't afford to hire.
Wow.
So he simulated it. That began this tradition of, in which he wrote hundreds of pieces for prepared piano.
Mm.
But you met Adam in
Yeah, Houston. I met Adam in Houston in 07 and last year in New York, and he's really famous for taking the piano across 50 states. What was his 50 times 88?
That's right.
Yeah, a portable keyboard out of his car and driving across the states. And he ended up in Maui.
Yeah,
didn't
he gave the Hawaii leg.
The Hawaii leg, yeah.
Was care of Ebb and Flow Arts, and a wonderful recital he gave of American music.
Yeah.
That's American modern music. So he's a great friend, and then a second time did the sonatas and interludes. But, you know, we think of Cage as this sort of the famous piece, Silence, 4 minutes 33, very conceptual kind of composer, and yet his first period, you might say the first half of his career, had to do with strictly notated music. Mm. For my taste, actually, the most interesting music of his was from this period. There's a piece, for example, for two prepared pianos that's fantastic, and then one of the most performed percussion quartets, Third Construction, also strictly notated, very, very exciting, very rhythmic. Then he had this kind of conversion, apparently infected by Buddhist philosophy and other things, where he decided that, again, let the world around me decide, and let me just be part of that decision, but not the ultimate arbiter as a composer. And this is the piece we're working on now. Here we've decided to... Mm-hmm. And he says in his description, you can decide according to the program that's surrounding how long the piece will be. So we've decided to make it about 6 minutes.
And I think what's amazing is you gave us the score, and we each chose which sheet of paper to tear off. I chose page 33 and 34, which I think I just counted has over 100 notes.
Yeah, yeah. And each page is a piece.
Yes.
They can be played, again, according to Cage's instruction, they can be played one after the other, or they can be played simultaneously.
Together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing. We're taking each of us two pages, two pieces, and playing them together simultaneously as a four-piano
so
ensemble.
So if you were to arrive early, I guess doors open, what, 6:30? But you should get there by 7 to get a seat, right?
Yeah.
We would be actually opening up the piano, putting things into the piano, which to a lot of people, that's like a taboo, right? It's a black box. You're not supposed to touch the strings. But we're actually going to go inside and do things to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we're playing, we have to be, standing up. Otherwise, we can't reach inside the piano.
Right. I've devised a way to keep seated. Otherwise, I'm going to pull my back out playing it. But, it's, again, and it's not, there's no inside preparation called for, really. But we thought it would help to mute.
Yeah.
Those notes he calls for being muted. Other notes have to be plucked.
And none of us have nails. So yeah. I really should get a guitarist friend to lend me a pick.
Yeah, that would help. There are times when he asks that you, one strikes the inside to get a percussive sound. So I brought a mallet with me to do that. And, you know, it's a chance piece. So we'll start the program with that. And this is, again, Saturday, July 14, just coming up at the Queen Kahamanu Mall, the Maui Music Conservatory on the second floor. It's a free event. And as Anne suggests, judging by the turnout we had last season, there'll be a lot of people. It's not a huge room. So best to arrive early if you are interested. Again, we help to celebrate the French Independence Day, July 14, with works also by Darius Milhaud, Maurice Ravel, and Gabriel Fauré. Interesting that they all kind of interconnect, particularly Fauré and Ravel. Ravel studied with Fauré. And both pieces that are being performed, lovely works from the end of the 1800s, right before 1900, by Fauré, a piece called The Dolly Suite, and the Mother Goose Suite by Ravel, a very famous piece that I think many of you will recognize. Both were dedicated to young children.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it for adults to play for young children or for the young children to play?
I don't think it was for the young children to play.
Like they're quite difficult pieces.
Yeah. No, they were just for the enjoyment, sort of those children. The Fauré piece was dedicated to a woman who was affectionately called Dolly. The Ravel to two young children, the Godepsky children, Mimi and Jean, who were aged 6 and 7, so probably not for them to play. But at the same time, they both have this really loving sense about them. They're just very appealing pieces to listen to. And so we'll intersperse those with some of the more challenging works. There's a work of mine entitled 5 for 4. It was originally intended for an occasion where we had 5 pianists and 2 pianos. Unfortunately, there wasn't time to rehearse the piece sufficiently, so that occasion went by without the performance. But this time we're with it, and the trick about this piece is that the 5th pianist I call a roving pianist. So we'll have, 4 pianists at 2 pianos. So each piano will have basically 4 hands working. And then that 5th extra pianist will start to move from the top register of 1 piano standing, and then walk to the bottom register, and then walk around to the 2nd piano and so forth until she covers all 4 pianos as well. So a piece called 5 for 4, very short, miniature. And then interesting composer Wallace DePew from the Midwest, who is still alive, and I think he's in his 80s at Bowling Green, and some famous children as well. Piece called 16 Pawns, again, a work for 4 pianos. And Gerald Busby wrote a piece called 4! Exclamation. Again, for 4 pianos, very exciting work, a little bit longer, maybe 3 minutes. And then we finished the program with a rather substantial work by Darius Milhaud, the French composer, very prolific composer, who came to the United States in the 40s and eventually taught at Mills College in California. But the piece is called Paris, and Anne has contacted a friend who's very familiar with Paris, so we'll have some good descriptions of the various locations that he portrays in tones.
Yeah, Darius Milhaud wrote this in 1948, so it was just after the Second World War, and I guess Paris was quite devastated. it's interesting he chose those six places. When we first started practicing, we didn't know anything about the piece, so it didn't make any sense. Yeah. And also, as pianists, we're so used to playing by ourselves. We're not used to listening to each other. And when we had to listen to each other, we didn't know what to listen for. So last Sunday, when we practiced, I read the text of my friend Joe Gold Diamond, who actually lives in the Netherlands and is on his way to Chicago, but has a home in Montmartre. It suddenly made total sense. Mm-hmm, Montmartre, mm-hmm. Full of steps. You hear all these scales going up and down. Mm-hmm. Lille Saint-Louis, which is near the Notre Dame, and you could hear the bells.
Yeah.
And then Montparnasse, which is full of cafes, and you know, you could hear the conversations going on, kind of like you're eavesdropping, all this chatter around you, all these different thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth, Les Bateaux Mouches, which is about these long boats. And you could feel the swaying of the boats, you know, it's in 12/8 time.
Floating on the Seine River, yeah.
Yes, and then Longchamp, which is the horse race, is the race course. So it's a fugue, it's a chase. You could hear us copying each other, like chasing each other like a race course. And then finally ending with La Tour Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower, the majestic octaves. You come in first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I come in second, and it's just so grand.
And a soaring melody which plays on the registers, so you get the sense of height.
Yes, that's
building.
Right.
It goes to the very top of the keyboard and,
yes.
And very grand, powerful ending. And then finally, Ebb and Flow Arts has commissioned a work from Thomas Osborne. He is a composer teaching at the University of Hawaii in Honolulu. He's written a piece for us called Canyons, which again is for four pianos. It's a very exciting new work, and as you might guess from the title, it features kind of echo effects between the pianos. And a little bit similar to the way Feldman approaches his music, his piece for four pianos. But this one is precisely notated, so we have to really be tight as an ensemble, unlike the Feldman, where we can sort of go off on our own. But there's that, both of them have that echo feeling to them. So Thomas will be with us and actually playing one of the pianos. And so it was exciting to have a living composer present at our events. And so we're quite happy about that. Again, all of you out there, please join us. This is an event on Saturday, July 14, 7:30 p.m. It's a free event at the Queen Kahamano Mall, Ruth Murata's Maui Music Conservatory on the second floor. We're very happy to see you there, and we know you'll enjoy the concert. It's the next-to-last event of our North, South, East, West Festival. One more on July 28. We'll be posting ads about that for you, too. So we really look forward to the event and to seeing you there. Thank you, Anne, for joining us, and hope you have all a good day.
And
see you
website.
On Saturday. The website, thank you, www.ebbandflowarts.org for more information, or call us 876-1854.